You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about ordinary everyday experiences that I have and how to use those experiences to build momentum and generate positive activity in your life. So this week I was doing a little bit of reading, and as I was reading, there was some talk about positive affirmations and just those kind of mental gymnastics things, those things about how to build and train skills in your mind. And I have always had a hard time with things that I can't understand and can't prove. And so as I was reading about this, I thought that it might be worth sharing my experience with these things that don't really make sense, but how I got them to make sense for me and how I've been able to build better habits in my mind and start really training my mind and my subconscious to help drive better outcomes in my life. Because I don't know what your perspective or opinion or experience is, but I know that mine, especially, I was raised in a pretty unusual church environment where there's a lot of just beliefs about things that maybe, you know, almost this magical experience that was going to happen. And you know, if you just believe, if you just say, if you just give, if you do these things, then you're going to suddenly have these crazy outcomes in your life. And that's something that put kind of a bad taste in my mouth towards a lot of things. And, you know, I sort of saw behaviors and activities from people that didn't make sense. And so whenever there are things that come up that don't intuitively make sense to me, I tend to want to find a proof for it. Show me why this makes sense, and then I can believe it. Give me some rationale, some logic, some reasoning why this makes sense, and then I can get my head around it. And I'm all about doing things that'll be good for me and help me out along the way. I'm just not gonna do things that don't make any sense. And if I do them, then I'm not gonna believe that there's gonna be any good outcome from them. So I wanted to share what my experience has been in order to hopefully help you see things in a little bit of a different way than you have before. Maybe open your mind up to some new experiences and how to train your minds to do things a little bit better. And so the first thing I want to talk about is positive affirmations. I'm sure that most of you, or maybe some of you, have seen things where it says, look yourself in the mirror and say things like, I'm incredible, I'm positive, you know, whatever, wealth finds me, you know, whatever the affirmations are. And I'm, you know, maybe you've even done some of it for yourself. And this is one that I personally struggled a lot with because it just feels ridiculous to me. I couldn't understand how it could possibly have any impact on anything in my life. So why would I take the time to say something positive about myself, about my life, just for the sake of getting the words out of my mouth? And it didn't make sense to me, and I pushed back on the idea of it for a long time. And then I started talking to, I was going to therapy for a while, and I was talking to a bunch of different people, and a lot of what came out of that is that in relationships, in the workplace, that there's this ratio that psychologists have discovered or experimented with or whatever, that 5 positive things to every 1 negative thing is the right amount of positive feedback to negative feedback in, like I said, in relationships, in the workplace, because that's how much our brain needs to hear that something was good in order to not just be overcome by the negative. And in workplaces, they've found that around a 2-to-1 ratio is a medium performing team, and anything less than that is a low performing team. And so if that is true when we're hearing things from other people, why would that not also be true when we're hearing things from ourselves? And so, you know, as I started thinking about this, I was like, you know, maybe this makes sense. I don't know. Maybe I'll dig in and see how this goes. And you might be thinking to yourself, like, well, I don't say a lot of bad things about myself, right? I'm not going to say positive things because I don't say negative things. So it'll all just come out in the wash, and I'll be okay. I probably am going to go ahead and disagree with you there. Just right now, go ahead and try and think of the last thing embarrassing or negative or something that you did that you look at and you just put your hands on your face and you say, wow, I sure wish I hadn't done that. And I bet you can think of something. Now go ahead and think of your closest friend or somebody at work or whatever and try to think of the same thing for them. And my guess is you came up with something for yourself a lot quicker than you came up with something for somebody else. And that's because you have that negative perspective in your mind. You had that negative thought, that negative feedback came back, and you haven't overcome it by saying more positive things about yourself. Where somebody at work, maybe they've done some other work projects that was good, or told you a funny joke or whatever it was, that you were able to come up with other positive things, that's not the only thing in your mind is that negative reinforcement. So if it works for other people, if it works for teams, and it's something that we can do, manage, control very easily in our own life, is just to say something good about yourself to yourself on a consistent basis. It will allow you to feel better about yourself, to overcome some of those negative experiences, emotions, thoughts that you have about yourself, and overcome some of those things that may be holding you back because you just have these negative pictures of yourself in your mind because you haven't filled your mind with any positive thoughts about yourself, to be able to push yourself forward and believe that you can and should take next steps in your career, that you can and should be in a new relationship, that you can and should manage things well, that you can manage your time well, that you can learn well, that you're an effective doer of tasks, whatever the things are that you want to get better at, say it to yourself. Why not? What do you have to lose from it? And why not fill your mind with positive thoughts about yourself instead of just cycling back to whatever those last negative thing that you did, the last negative thought? So are affirmations pointless? Does it feel hokey and weird and like you're probably not going to get anything accomplished? Yeah, sometimes it does. But why not bring that piece of good into your own life that you can manage, you can control? I mean, there's psychological studies about this, that this is something that we need, is positive feedback to overcome the negative feedback. Why not do that for yourself? And that's something that, you know, as another reading that I was doing was Napoleon Hill wrote this book, Think and Grow Rich. And I struggled, that sounds crazy. And it sounds like it's a wish. It's a made up thing. And he started talking about faith and why faith works. And it's something that, especially again, with my religious background that I kind of pushed away for a while, that's something that I struggled with for a long time. And how could you have faith in this? This doesn't make any sense at all. And when Napoleon Hill describes it, he talks about it as, what you're doing is you're training your subconscious mind to drive conscious actions by saying something, believing something over and over and over and over and over again in your life. So if I believe that there's going to be some positive outcome, if I truly convince myself, I talk to myself and I tell myself over and over and over again that this is going to be the outcome. I'm going to achieve the best possible result. I'm going to get this new job. I'm going to win this new customer. It's not the saying it that does anything. If you go to the Bible, faith without works is dead. So what you're doing is you're taking that faith, that thought, that idea in your mind that you believe is going to happen. And because you repeat that belief and you say that belief over and over and over again, you're training your subconscious mind to start driving conscious action. It's just the same thing as, I don't know, breathing or something like that. You never think about breathing. It's just something that there's some subconscious trigger, something that happens in our being that makes us do this. And I personally think that having that faith approach to anything that we're going into in life, that if we really take that time to train our minds and to push ourselves in our subconscious by believing, saying you believe even when you don't believe, and then training that repetition until you actually do believe that the outcome is going to happen. Either way, you're going to start taking actions that you won't even be aware of at first. Maybe if you want to believe that you're going to have less anxiety or stress in your life, I don't know. And now, as you say that, I am going to be less anxious, less stressed out today. And you say that over and over in your mind that you believe this outcome is going to happen. Now, maybe because you said that to yourself 50 times in the last 2 weeks or whatever it is, now when you start to feel that pressure rise up from inside of you and you start to feel maybe your heart rate go up a little bit, now maybe your mind tells you, I'm not going to be anxious today, and you take a deep breath. And that first step, maybe it just lowers the level just a tiny bit. Maybe that deep breath gives your mind a chance to come up with a new thought or a new idea, and it pushes that aside for a moment. And then now you've seen a slight positive result, and you keep saying it to yourself. I'm going to be less anxious. I'm going to be less stressed. My anxiety is no longer going to be an issue in my life. It's not going to cure you right away. It's not like everything is going to suddenly be gone. And even when you get to those positive outcomes, it's not because you did some mystical thing that created a miracle result. You started training your mind in a way to drive actions that led to the better outcome. And so that's where I think that these things that don't make sense just by themselves, if you look at them as this is some mystical, magical mystery tour that's going to drive the best outcomes in my life, yeah, it doesn't make sense. It shouldn't work. But by saying these things to yourself and by taking these actions, you're going to do things in your mind. You're going to build your subconscious. You're going to build your thoughts to start driving real action in your life that you won't even notice that you're taking sometimes. And it will feel sometimes like this just happened. Somehow I've just overcome this. Somehow it just worked out. Well, it's because you practiced. You practiced a lot of times. You got the mental reps in and you got through and you started driving real action in your life. And another book I was reading, Kyle Cease, he was writing about what the mental impact of things has. And his suggestion was to think of some time where something bad happened in your life or something very good happened in your life. Imagine that you win the lottery. How does that make you feel? And you can immediately start coming up with 100 ways to spend your lottery money and how excited that would be. And would I talk to a lawyer first or a financial advisor or my mom and dad first? You know, who are the people that I would tell first? And you can build that a little bit of positive energy and you come up with a million ways to use whatever you just won from the Powerball. And that's not real. But you can create this idea in your mind where you can actually feel good. Or the same thing if you imagine something bad happening. Right? You think of a time that you lost something or that a family member died or something, that you're going to feel very sad, or you're going to feel very happy, or whatever the things are, for something that's not real. It didn't really just happen. It's not a real thing, but you can envision, you can picture how that would make you feel in a way that you actually could sense the emotion. You could feel the outcome as though it were real, at least to some extent. And if we can do that with things as simple as winning the lottery or imagining that something bad happened in our life or good happened in our life, why would we not also be able to do that with anything else? That if we can actually get a physical reaction from just a thought in our minds, in something that's very tangible, in those examples of something that we know we can think about, something that causes a physical reaction in our body today, why would that not also work on a bigger scale and with other things? That if I think that I'm going to have a good outcome from things, or if I think that I'm going to have a bad outcome from things, I've now observed that I can have a physical response to something that was just in my mind. It didn't really happen. I'm afraid of something in my mind. I could recoil and retract, and I could start looking over my shoulder because I'm imagining that somebody's watching me right now. And I'm imagining it so hard that I look and I check over my shoulder and no, nobody's there. Obviously nobody's there. I just created that scenario in my mind. That's not a real thing. It's just a thing that I started thinking about. So now we know that we can drive physical actions just as a result of something that we've thought of in our mind. We know that our body will respond because we had a thought of something. So why would that not also be true with other things that aren't as immediate and tangible? We know that there's an opportunity to train and drive our minds to push our physical reactions, whether conscious or subconscious, to drive to better results in our life just by exercising our mind in a new and different way that we weren't doing before. So I know that these are kind of odd examples maybe, and I hope some of them resonated and maybe some of them didn't. But the point that I want to make is that we have to train our minds to get to the best possible outcome. We can't just wait for things to happen. We can't just accept our mindset however it is in that day. And we have the opportunity to change our life by changing our minds. And for me, that was a huge hurdle to get over because I didn't think that was real. You can't just change outcomes by thinking about them. You can't just change outcomes by envisioning the future. But what if you could? And that for me, it's my life has changed so dramatically since I started taking those steps and driving those mindset changes in myself, doing the affirmations and envisioning the life that I want to make and saying things aloud so I can hear myself say, I'm going to get this new job, I'm going to get this new promotion, whatever the things are, I'm going to live in my dream house or whatever. It's not because I thought it, it's not because I said it. That didn't directly do anything. But what it did do is it started opening my eyes and my ears up for new opportunities. And it started pushing me to, instead of sitting quietly in a meeting, I know that I want to get promoted. I have the opportunity to make an impact right now in this moment because this is where my mindset is at. I'm focused on getting this thing done. So I'm going to do something. So now I speak up and I say, hey, that's a great idea. Here's my ad to that. And now I've presented value in a situation that I would otherwise have sat quietly because I wasn't thinking about how to get that promotion. Or I didn't hear about something that's happening in the industry or in the market that is relevant to whatever I'm looking at for new business initiative. And because I'm saying those things, because I'm thinking those things, I'm training my mind constantly to be looking for those opportunities and to take advantage of those opportunities. And I'm driving real conscious action by changing my subconscious mind. And I'm telling myself that I'm good and I'm worth it and I deserve to get promoted. I'm good, I'm worth it, and I deserve to make this sale. These are things that feels crazy. It feels weird. And it's going to be uncomfortable if you've never done it before to start doing it. But they are things that I genuinely believe, because that's what I've experienced. I genuinely believe that this can change your life by changing your mind. but you got to train it. It's just like working out. It's just like a diet, just like studying for school, just like anything else. Consistency, consistency, consistency. Train your mind, change your mind, and change your outcomes. Hey, thanks for listening to everything I had to say today. I appreciate you tuning in. If you liked what I had to say, want to hear more, have any questions for me, want to reach out, check out my website, michaeljroch.com. That's michaeljroch.com. I appreciate you. Hope you have a wonderful new year, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.